Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the best of Montana Talks.
294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Opener. We've got a great show opener for you here right in the 6 o'clock hour of Wednesday's Montana Talks. We've got Montana's U.S. Senator Steve Daines joining us on the phone lines, I believe, from Capitol Hill. Senator Daines, great to have you on this morning. Merry Christmas and eventually Happy New Year to you as well, if this is the last time we catch up before the new year.
Hey, good morning, Aaron, and Merry Christmas to you as well.
So as we look to head into the new year, Donald J. Trump, president once again, talk about just the last couple of weeks, I guess, on Capitol Hill. You've been meeting with President Trump's nominees. How well positioned is the soon-to-be Republican-controlled Senate and President Trump?
Well, the most important thing that we can deliver for President Trump is to move his nominees through. It's the first thing I told President Trump when we met after I was elected to be the Republican Senatorial Committee chairman. This goes back to January of 23. So nearly 2 years ago, I flew down to Mar-a-Lago and I met with President Trump and I told him that the most important thing we can give you in January of 25 will be a Republican Senate majority, because it's been said that the U.S. House is in the PR business. The Senate's in the HR business. We really have responsibilities for personnel. And I had great meetings yesterday with several of President Trump's nominees. I mean, you look at who these leaders are that President Trump's bringing in. You know, Doug Burgum, Pete Hegseth, Scott Bessent at Treasury, Chris Wright in Energy, RFK Jr., HHS, Cash Patel, FBI. I've met with all of these leaders. We're working very hard to get these new cabinet members through the U.S. Senate as quickly as possible. Here's what will happen. We will start hearings next month. We'll swear in the new Republican U.S. Senate on January 3rd. That's when Tim Sheehy will be sworn in. I'll be here in Washington to escort him into the U.S. Senate. It's part of the tradition. It's the first time in 114 years we've had two Republican U.S. senators in Montana. So I'll escort him there. I'll be sworn in the 3rd. We'll start hearings on these nominees in January. President Trump is sworn in January 20th. And we hope to have votes on the Senate floor for many of these cabinet officials right after President Trump is sworn in.
That's great to hear this sense of urgency and, I guess, the military terminology, the violence of action. If you want to win, you got to have that violence of action. Sounds like you're ready to get the job done and get President Trump and his team in place as soon as possible, because there's a lot of problems to fix after these past 4 years. 30 seconds before the break, and then we'll talk more with you, Senator Daines, after that. But a lot of problems to fix after these last 4 years.
Well, there's a lot of undoing we've got to do and then get back on offense. But I tell you, think about the contrast. Doug Burgum at Interior versus Deb Haaland. Chris Wright, Secretary of Energy, a guy who's the CEO of a fracking company, versus Granholm. I mean, these are just day and night kind of improvements in leadership. And it's why I think a lot of us have smiles on our faces here as we come into the Christmas season.
I've noticed it, even Christmas shopping, even grocery shopping. People are in the holiday spirit, and I think the optimism from the election results is a big part of that. Stand by. More to follow with Montana Senator Steve Daines right after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. Lots of clouds today, occasional sun, high near 49. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low near 26. Slight chance of snow early Thursday, then a chance of seeing some rain, high near 46. Thursday night, mainly cloudy, low near 29. Becoming sunny on Friday with a high of 48. Friday night, chance of seeing some snow. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Securing America.
Trump border czar Tom Homan with some tough talk at the Turning Point USA event in Arizona last weekend. Homan reiterating the basis of the incoming administration's immigration policy.
It's not okay to enter this country legally. It's a crime to enter this country legally.
Homan adding,
we're going to focus on public safety threats and national security threats. They're first.
Homan also saying those who have committed crimes while in this country illegally are now targets.
Trenda Agua, your days are numbered. My gang's bigger than your gang. And we're going to take you out of the country. We're going to port you out of here.
And that sanctuary cities will be no refuge for illegal migrants.
Any mayor, any governor who don't want to remove public safety threats from your community and they're here illegally, that is your number one responsibility, is protect your communities.
Homan says he won't let such officials stand in the way. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I'll tell you what, if you're going to be traveling this holiday season, whether it's on a plane, train, or an automobile, download the Montana Talks app. Not only can you listen live through the Montana Talks app, you'll see some of the web content, some of the news and commentary pieces that we share. But if you're traveling, you're in and out of coverage, you're sleeping in, you can download all 4 hours of Montana Talks. And there's going to be some great content. David Noble, Scott Aspenlider, and more. Download the Montana Talks app on your phone.
Did you?
This is where Montana talks.
You're listening to the best of Montana talks.
Yeah, I got an email the other day. You know, oftentimes we'll get folks that'll just call into the show. And then some folks will email and say, hey, could I join you on the show? I got something I want to talk about. And sometimes that's helpful because, you know, if we get a random phone call, it's a great way to put things on our radar. But if we get a heads up ahead of time, it's kind of like, oh, I can do a little bit of reading, do a little bit of research. Not as much research as I'd like to do, given how busy we are here with the show, but at least, you know, get a little bit more of the backstory. But I got an email here, and let me just read a portion of that for you. My name is Baird Black, and I'm a fifth-generation rancher in Gallatin Gateway. My family has been defamed, and my community has been manipulated by the Gateway Conservation Alliance, a nonprofit that is now suing the Gallatin County and the state of Montana since our gravel pit was approved. Their actions have the potential to shut down hundreds of projects and cost the state millions of dollars. They are already causing great financial stress on TMC Incorporated and my family by stalling the project. Anyway, that was part of the email that I got from Baird Black, and shared the website gatewayrocks.com as well. But Baird, thanks for calling in, and thanks for joining us. First off, just tell us about your family ranch there.
Thanks so much for having me, Aaron. We've been here for 153 years, so since before Montana was a state. And it's been cattle. We run about 500 head of cattle, and we have a very small farm, so about 140 acres that is farmed. And what's happened over time is the cost of all our inputs continues to rise. So inflation is a huge factor, as well as property taxes continue to go up. So someone arbitrarily tells me my property is worth more, and then they raise my taxes. And so to battle those combined factors, I have to be creative about generating income. And I have several different business ventures, but the gravel pit, I was approached by TMC, and we went through the process of seeing what the record was like, looking out at reclaimed pits that they've done, and we were so impressed with who they are as a company and their willingness to just accommodate our neighbors and do things like build extra tall berms, position things in different places so that it wouldn't be an obstruction to neighbors. They're just overall a great company. So we were super excited to work with them. And So, like I said, the spot where they want to put the pit is 140 acres. It's 130 acres is the actual pit site. And that is a depleted farm. And so a tractor costs more than a mortgage right now. And with 140 acres, you're not making a living on that farm. So I lease that out, and it's been chemically farmed, so monocrop right now. It was Roundup-resistant wheat this year, and the soil's getting tired. And so it's time to do something different. And we went through the process with TMC of saying, hey, let's go to the DEQ. Let's get this process started. And we did, and it actually went really well, we thought, until I saw the first news story in June of 2023 of one of my neighbors talking about how the gravel pit was going to destroy the valley here. And the irony of that, Aaron, was that he was saying that from his reclaimed gravel pit. It was an interview on KBZK. You can see my commentary on it if you go to the YouTube channel that you can find from gatewayrocks.com. And he was actually in his reclaimed gravel pit that they were saying how beautiful it was, telling us that we were going to destroy the valley if we had a gravel pit. And when that happened, I knew. Yeah, that was bad. When that happened, I knew we were in trouble. And so then it was 2 months before we ever had any stories about us from the media, and I literally had to go hunt them down. And when we did get covered, they would leave out the points that I was making, that they never provided any evidence for their claims. The hypocrisy of it all, they would edit me, whether it be in print or on video. It just wasn't good coverage, and they weren't getting both sides of the story. And so we battled that for a while. There was a non-profit created right away called the Gateway Conservation Alliance by a gal from San Francisco, a new transplant, of course. And they worked our neighbors up into a fervor. So the first thing they do is they convince everybody that we're going to kill, you know, we're going to give them death to dust, and the kids in Gallatin Gateway are going to be poisoned. And then they say, we're going to pollute the Gallatin River and kill the trout. And then they say, we're going to the road carnage, you know, the road isn't going to be safe. And you go down the list, whether it be the elk or whatever environmental issue, they will make a claim against you, and then they will have no data to back it up. But once they make those claims, the damage is done.
And then they've got a liberal media that will constantly take their side. You know, that's one of the things about talk radio that I love. And even when I've had, like, Democrats on this show, they say they appreciate coming on a show like this because, you know, if you go do an interview with the TV station or with the newspaper, they're going to chop up and grab whatever part they want, and there's the potential for them to twist it any way they want to twist it. Whereas, like, hey, I might ask the Democrats some questions they don't get anywhere else that they don't like, but people get to hear their full response. You get to hear you get to hear it in full. Hey, stand by, Bear Black. We'll come back to you right after this.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Here's my list of things we've all gotten used to over the last 25 years that look to be different in the next quarter century. Low inflation and very low interest rates. Not an easy prediction, but forces like globalization that gave us the great moderation in prices look to be spent. Unlimited federal deficit spending. Politics won't kill ever-growing deficits, but financial markets and interest payments might. Limited growth in electricity demand. There's been close to zero increase in electricity demand since 2000, but electric vehicles, data centers, and heat pumps are changing that. Surplus workers. Labor markets will loosen somewhat in the coming years, but trends and demographics are reducing the size of the traditional working population, just as the bulge in retirees is demanding ever more personal services that require labor. America's military deterrent. Our country's ability to deter others from mischief was never perfect, but looks to be vanishing today. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
This is House Call for Health. It's Christmas Eve, which means many people are cooking for their families and friends or other gatherings. Johns Hopkins Medicine has some holiday safety tips, which you can apply whether you're in your own home or somewhere else helping in the kitchen. First, keep flammable items away from the stovetop, like oven mitts, food packaging, or dish towels. Also, be careful if you're wearing loose clothing. Don't leave your cooking unattended especially when using the stovetop, and if it's in the oven, check on it frequently. Keep the floor clear of tripping hazards like toys or bags. If you're tired or you've been drinking alcohol, it might be better for someone else to take over the cooking duties. Handle hot liquids and foods with caution, and watch out for steam or splashes. And don't forget the kids. The kitchen can be a dangerous place with electrical cords, hot items. Make sure if they're with you, everything's out of reach. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your farm and ranch news. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. And Merry Christmas, everybody. Well, even though he's a suspect in millions of house break-ins on Christmas Eve, Santa's composite background check is perfectly clean. However, investigation does show several aliases, though, for the man in the red suit. With more, here's the USDA's Gary Crawford.
Yes, Santa is still as big a holiday star as ever, but how did he get his start?
Well, there was a real St. Nicholas who was a bishop of Asia Minor in the 4th century.
Agriculture Department historical expert Anne Eflind.
The legend is that he was a patron of children, watched out for children. And although many different cultures have adopted the traditions of St. Nicholas, it was the Dutch who really created the Santa Claus that we know in America.
Dutch name for him, St. Nicholas, but when the Dutch came to the New World,
they sort of shortened it to Sinterklaas, and that's where Santa Claus comes from in the American English.
Then for our modern vision of Santa, we go to 1823. Clement Moore's famous poem, which brought us
the reindeer on the roof and the stockings by the hearth and all of those pieces that we associate with Santa Claus.
Add the cartoons of Thomas Nast in the mid-1800s and you've got our picture of Santa today. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
All right, thanks a lot, Gary. And indeed, a perfect story here on Christmas Day. Stay with us. We'll have more right after this.
Ah, the holidays. A time filled with joy, laughter, and a whole lot of family. And while we may not always agree on everything when we get together, the one thing we can agree on is the conversation-stopping power of Mom's Herb Seasoned Rib Roast. Together, we bring more. Start your holiday season at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
Winter is coming, and now's the perfect time to ensure your John Deere equipment is ready for the next season. From sprayers to mowers, a professional winter inspection can save you time and money down the road. At C&B, our expert technicians will thoroughly inspect and service your equipment to keep it in top shape. Don't let winter downtime catch you unprepared. Schedule your winter inspection today and be ready to hit the ground running come spring. Contact us now to secure your spot. C&B, your trusted John Deere partner all year round. Well, the American Lamb Board launched the Lamb It Forward campaign, encouraging people to nominate someone who could use a little extra support this holiday season. And from an impressive 170 signups, four individuals whose stories of compassion and connection truly captured the essence of the campaign were chosen to receive two racks of American lamb, which they committed to cooking and sharing as a comforting meal with their nominees. Now, every recipient is a lifelong lamb enthusiast eager to seize the opportunity to make a meaningful impact on someone special this holiday season. And participants have until January 1st to prepare and share their lamb dishes and share photos and videos as they spread warmth and joy. And finally, just a friendly reminder that earlier this week, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals lifted a federal district court's earlier order, which had previously halted that January 1st deadline for small businesses, including egg operations, to file their beneficial ownership information regarding the Corporate Transparency Act. So if you haven't done so, please do. Again, Merry Christmas, everyone. For the Western Egg Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
You're listening to the best of Montana Talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so I was chatting with Daniel Bruner, and it was during the commercial break, right before 10 a.m., and so I was going to go a totally different direction, but then I said, hey, you know, what can people look for? What can law enforcement look for? And then we picked up right there.
He's saying, well, I would caution people because, you know, you can't just go around assuming that every Hispanic person you see is a Tren de Aragua member or a drug cartel member, right? And we all get that, right? Or most of us get that. There's still some who don't get that. But then I said, yeah, you know, it's been interesting because I've been traveling all across Montana. I did over 105 events, many from cafes and restaurants. And first off, there are a ton of DoorDash delivery drivers. There are a lot of people that get food delivered to their house. I think food is too expensive as it is, and then you pay the delivery. But Daniel Bruner, you were telling, I said, you know, I ran across a few DoorDash delivery drivers that don't speak English. And in my broken, you know, Spanish, I said, well, where are you from? Hey, you know, and I remember at least a couple of them saying they were from Venezuela. And you actually said that actually is something to watch out for.
I agree. And that's one of the things is giving advice to your listeners is this. Is be careful about your home. And what a lot of these home invasions that we're seeing, it's called the South American Theft Group, but the members of Tren de Aragua have adopted you doing this. So one of the tactics, and I'm not saying every single DoorDash driver, I'm not saying every single Uber driver is, but one of the tactics they do is utilize members of TDA will get a job with one of these food delivery companies. They deliver the food to your front door, and then they're getting intelligence. They're learning about your house. Do you have dogs? Do you have alarm? Do you have cameras? This, you know, gives them advanced intelligence in preparation for a home invasion. Are you elderly? Do you have children? Are there kids running around? Are you going to be someone who leaves the home, during the winter months? So these are the things that I advise your listeners and my clients, because I do security consulting for individuals here in Bozeman and elsewhere in Montana and actually in many parts of the world, that remove your home. If your home is on Zillow, you've already sold it, remove those photographs. Remove your photos from Google Maps. Remove your photos, because a lot of these sports athletes and other individuals, they've got their home, all these photographs. So when they come in to do these home invasions, they know exactly which way to turn. They know exactly which way is the master bedroom. And they're in and out in 5 minutes, way before any PD, the sheriff's department, is able to respond, especially if you are not home during the winter years. So obviously using caution, using precaution. Again, repeating what you said, not every Hispanic person is a gang member or a cartel member. But using the appropriate caution, make yourself a hard target, whether it's even buying a sign that says ADT. Doesn't necessarily mean you have it, but you put it out in front of your house. So it's just a barrier. It makes the individuals who want to do a home invasion think twice about going to that house, and then we'll go to the...
All right. More to follow here in just 60 seconds after this Fox News update. More of our conversation with Daniel.
Did you receive a call?
You're listening to the best of Montana Talks.
294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, one other thing that I was going to bring up during our chat with the governor, but as you can tell, the time just flies by so quickly here, especially when we try to sneak in phone calls and more. But the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business, they represent your small business owners, like actual business owners, not like some of these chambers that, you know, pull in a bunch of nonprofits and then they don't really represent business anymore. The NFIB truly represents small business. Rhonda Wiggers is the Montana state director for the NFIB. Anyway, they just released their latest Small Business Optimism Index. And here's how they describe it. Because now you're basically seeing, you've already seen consumer optimism on the rise, more Christmas shopping, for example, because people are excited about what's going to happen now with our economy. Specifically after the November elections, people are already more optimistic about what's going to happen with our economy. And so they're Small Business Optimism Index, now they're describing it as a mammoth change, breaking a 34 consecutive month drought below the half century average. Now they are above the 50 year average for their optimism index from small business. So that's at least small business owners and consumers seem to be much more optimistic now about the economy following the November elections. I know a lot of you are also more optimistic about border security come January 20th, once President Trump gets back into office as well. But let's jump into it here. I think it was, a couple of weeks ago, we had Stacy Zinn join us on the show. And Stacy's incredible. You know, she knows the Mexican drug cartels. She had a career in the DEA. She served with the DEA in Afghanistan. She served with the DEA in South America. She has interrogated cartel operatives. She went after the cartels here in Montana. But we also kind of asked her, while we were talking about a whole host of things, we asked her about TDA, Tren de Aragua, this violent Venezuelan prison gang that has also taken advantage of our wide open southern border to invade America. And I mentioned how the Department of Homeland Security, according to the New York Post, has now confirmed that TDA also has a presence here in Montana. Anyway, Daniel Brunner is was with the FBI, a Hispanic gang expert, and is with the Brunner Sierra Group. He lives in Bozeman, Montana. Mr. Brunner, great to have you on the show, and thanks for reaching out, by the way.
Good morning. Very appreciate the time, and I'm glad to help out here.
Yeah, you've got 29 years of combined service in federal law enforcement and the Navy. What'd you do in the Navy, if you don't mind me asking, and thanks for your service?
No, my pleasure. So I was in the Navy, enlisted in 1994, as an operations specialist. So if your caller, your listeners will be imagining the movies and then those dark rooms of the radar scopes, that's what I did for 5 years. And I was stationed at the Naval Academy for 3 years following that. And then post 9/11, the FBI was recruiting out of FBI Baltimore. I speak Spanish. It's my first language. My parents are immigrants to this country and I spoke Spanish. I raised my hand and, a year later I was at the FBI Academy. And then 20 years later in FBI Newark, I was doing Newark, New Jersey for 20 years as a street agent, never became a boss, and just loved every second of it.
What got you to Montana other than wanting to get the heck out of New Jersey?
So I grew up skiing out here, out west, my whole life. I was skiing in Colorado, Utah, Montana. So this is all, familiar territory for me. And I knew that I was going to retire last year, and my wife and I, we have 8-year-old twins, and we wanted to give them a different life. So moving out west was always on the map, just where we were going to go. And a very close friend of mine lived here in town in Bozeman.
He introduced me to Bozeman back in 2019, and we saw what Bozeman was becoming, how it was getting on the map, and we bought our place out here years ago, but only moved out here about a year and a half ago. So I'm unlike other people who maybe see the TV show or something else, we came out here because of the winter, because of the snow, because of the outdoors. So,
yeah, people that want to escape the winter. I get wanting to escape the winter for a little while, but, man, winter is one of the best parts of being in Montana. Exactly right. So you come to Montana to escape all these things of the big city life and, raise your kids out here. And then it sounds like, these violent criminal gangs follow you to Bozeman, Montana, into the Gallatin Valley. When I saw this report that DHS was confirming that TDA has a presence in Montana, I wasn't surprised, right? I was assuming they were already here because the drug cartels have found it easy pickings apparently around here. I've noticed a lot of Venezuelans that don't speak English as I've traveled the state at a few different places. So that wouldn't surprise me at all. What do you think? Are they here? How big of a presence? Have they followed you home to Bozeman?
No, I definitely am not going to say, people in Montana can stay safe to say that they have not followed me here. So my main gang that I was investigating while I was in New Jersey was MS-13. And I found that their footprint here in Montana is very small. But the reason why Tren de Aragua is here is because of the communities that have come up here, because of the construction. You have a large amount of migrants coming into this country. And the three predominant communities are Mexican, Hondurans, and Venezuelans. And that's just because that's the way the migrants, groups have moved. Now, Tren de Aragua is only going to set up their stations within the Venezuelan communities. So because there's a Venezuelan community here in Bozeman, they find comfort, they find security going into those communities. So they're not going to be in a town where there is not a Venezuelan community, where there is maybe a Hispanic community, but not Venezuelan. So they will move into Venezuelan communities and then start taking advantage of the systems that are there, whether it be criminalistic or other means. So you see what happened in Aurora, Colorado, where they took over an apartment building. You're not going to see that here. You're going to see smaller crimes. I've heard 7 to 8 months ago. I mean, I know the DHS report just came out a month ago. I heard 7 to 8 months ago that they were here. So it wasn't something that I was willing to put out. I didn't know if the Sheriff's Department or Bozeman PD were actually working an investigation. I didn't want to jeopardize that with them, but we know that, we know that they're here. Where they're located, I can't say. I don't know. And what criminal behaviors they're conducting, that's, hopefully Gallatin County Sheriff's Office and the Bozeman PD are on top of it.
Yeah, I know. I reached out to a few law enforcement professionals just after that report came out to say, hey, are you guys tracking anything, anybody in your jail, et cetera? Because there was a jail down in Wyoming where they said, yeah, they had a TDA member there. And they said they have individuals they suspect are involved with TDA, but it's kind of hard to accurately say, yes, this person is or is not affiliated with Tren de Aragua. How do you describe Tren de Aragua and the threat that they present compared to, say, MS-13 or the Mexican drug cartels?
Well, those are three. Obviously, these are three different levels of criminalistic groups. I look at MS-13. I chased them for 15 years, both in New Jersey, nationally and internationally. So I was all over the planet chasing MS-13. But Tren de Aragua is a different type of animal. They've taken the blueprint that MS-13 was, and they've made it their own. They are a criminal organization, so I want to be very clear. I know there are some outlets and some politicians who call it a gang. They are not a gang. They are a criminal organization. Sinaloa, CJNG, who are here in the valley in Montana and have a presence here, those are criminal organizations. They're next level, way above Tren de Aragua. But Tren de Aragua is definitely a threat to this country. They are a criminalist organization. They communicate via end-to-end encryption. They are using crypto, money laundering, weapons trafficking, guns, and they're conducting criminal behavior that's all over the planet. So a lot of the things that they're doing here in the United States, they've already been doing for years in Chile, Peru, and Colombia, and they've learned how to get the experience. And then when those members have gotten experience, we're talking 24, 25, 26 year olds who have cut their teeth in these countries in South America, then they come to the United States, experienced warriors. But what's really dangerous is we know that there's a clear connection between the presidential Maduro, President Maduro and the Venezuelan government and Tren de Aragua. So to say that they're just a gang or just a criminal organization, no, they're a political arm of Nicolas Maduro. And he clearly wants destabilizing countries that don't agree with the Venezuelan way of life. He, you know, wants to destabilize Peru, Chile, and he's utilizing it. You know, he doesn't have to invade with his army. He can send out the members of Tren de Aragua from Venezuela, push them out with his support. He's provided them financial support by giving them gold mines in western Venezuela. He gives them gold mines. They mine it. They sell the gold, and then it's put into their coffers. So Nicolas Maduro gives them an instruction to go kidnap
Hold that thought. Stand by. Yeah, this is fascinating insight here. Daniel Brunner, stand by. We'll come back to you right after this quick break. Shortest break of the hour.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
A lot of insanity going on with the left. Headline, Huffington Post. My husband and his family voted for Trump. I'm canceling Thanksgiving and I'm canceling Christmas. You know, add to that, liberal women are planning to wear blue bracelets to signal to each other that they are liberal. Other women are slamming the idea, but and calling it virtue signaling. It's called the 4B movement. And some liberal women now are shaving their heads and they're stockpiling abortion pills. And they are swearing off physical and romantic relationships with men, even their husbands, and vowing to never have children. And some are planning to divorce their husbands.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, if you ever worry about the safety of your home, your family, there's no better time to act right now with Simply Safe Home Security. Now, one listener writes, quote, because I had Simply Safe, the man who burglarized my home is now spending 6 years in a New York prison. And right now, you, my listeners, get 50% off any new Simply Safe security system just by going to simplysafe.com/Hannity. Now, Simply Safe has the technology to stop criminals from even entering your home in the first place with their exclusive Active Guard outdoor protection. Live agents keep watch outside your property 24/7. You get professional monitoring plans starting about $1 a day. Now, Simply Safe is extending their massive Black Friday deal just for you, my listeners. This week, you get up to 50% off any new system with a select professional monitoring plan. It's the system I have. You'll love it. Just go to simplysafe.com/Hannity. That's simplysafe.com/Hannity because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. Lots of clouds today, occasional sun, high near 49. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low near 26. Slight chance of snow early Thursday, then a chance of seeing some rain, high near 46. Thursday night, mainly cloudy, low near 29. Becoming sunny on Friday with a high of 48. Friday night, chance of seeing some snow. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I'll tell you what, if you're going to be traveling this holiday season, whether it's on a plane, train, or an automobile, download the Montana Talks app. Not only can you listen live through the Montana Talks app, you'll see some of the web content, some of the news and commentary pieces that we share. But if you're traveling, you're in and out of coverage, you're sleeping in, you can download all 4 hours of Montana Talks, and there's going to be some great content.
SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Okay, now we got to start right there. I was going to go a different direction after the break, but I was chatting with Daniel Brunner a little bit more during the break, and
I was asking him, hey, what can law enforcement look for? What can everyday citizens look for? And he was saying, well, I would caution people because, you know, you can't just go around assuming that every Hispanic person you see is a Tren de Aragua member or a drug cartel member, right? And we all get that, right? Or most of us get that. There's still some who don't get that. But then I said, yeah, you know, it's been interesting because I've been traveling all across Montana. I did over 105 events, many from cafes and restaurants. And first off, there are a ton of DoorDash delivery drivers. There are a lot of people that get food delivered to their house. I think food is too expensive as it is. And then you pay the but Daniel Brunner, you were telling, I said, you know, I ran across a few DoorDash delivery drivers that don't speak English. And in my broken, you know, Spanish, I said, well, where are you from? Hey, you know, and I remember at least a couple of them saying they were from Venezuela. And you actually said that actually is something to watch out for.
I agree. And that's one of the things is you know, giving advice to your listeners is this, is be careful about your home. And what a lot of these home invasions that we're seeing, it's called the South American Theft Group, but the members of Tren de Aragua have adopted doing this. So one of the tactics, and I'm not saying every single DoorDash driver, I'm not saying every single Uber driver is, but one of the tactics they do is utilize members of TDA will get a job with one of these food delivery companies. They deliver the food to your front door, and then they're getting intelligence. They're learning about your house. Do you have dogs? Do you have alarm? Do you have cameras? This, you know, gives them advanced intelligence in preparation for a home invasion. Are you elderly? Do you have children? Are there kids running around? Are you going to be someone who leaves the home, you know, during the winter months? So these are the things that I advise your listeners and my clients, because I do security consulting for individuals here in Bozeman and elsewhere in Montana and actually in many parts of the world, that remove your home. If your home is on Zillow, you've already sold it, remove those photographs. Remove your photos from Google Maps. Remove your photos. Because a lot of these sports athletes and other individuals, they've got their home, all these photographs. So when they come in to do these home invasions, they know exactly which way to turn. They know exactly which way is the master bedroom. And they're in and out in 5 minutes, way before any PDs, the Sheriff's Department, is able to respond, especially if you are not home during the winter years. So obviously using caution, using precaution. Again, I'm repeating what you said, not every Hispanic person is a gang member or a cartel member. But using appropriate caution, make yourself a hard target, whether it's even buying a sign that says ADT. Doesn't necessarily mean you have it, but you put it out in front of your house. So it's just a barrier. It makes the individuals who want to do a home invasion think twice about going to that house. And maybe we'll go to the next house over. So these are some of the...
Because that's what they specialize in. Tren de Aragua, they specialize in home invasions, burglaries. That's part of the way they also make money through their criminal activity and to fund for their criminal activity. We are getting short on time here. Daniel Brunner, we're going to have to get you on the show again here one of these days as well. You have a security consulting firm, so you will help people out with these sorts of things. I want to give you a chance to promote that before we run out of time, too.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It's the Brunner Sierra Group. We're based out of Bozeman. We have our website, BrunnerSierraGroup.com, and I'm on LinkedIn, Daniel Brunner, BRUNNER. And then you can also find us on Substack. So I put out a weekly newsletter, and sometimes it's every 2 weeks, every Tuesday, Thursday. And I talk about the latest threats, latest intelligence, latest things that are happening both here in Montana and internationally. So please feel free. I'm, you know, Duke Security Consulting for anybody from a restaurant here in Bozeman to members of the Yellowstone Club to individuals that are in Israel. The internet and phones are widely available, so I'm happy to help out anybody.
And I have failed as a broadcaster. I mispronounced your name a couple of times already, so now I know how to pronounce your last name there as well. Sign me up for the newsletter. I'd love to stay up.
We'll be back with the Best of Montana Talks right after these messages.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Here's my list of things we've all gotten used to over the last 25 years that look to be different in the next quarter century. Low inflation and very low interest rates. Not an easy prediction, but forces like globalization that gave us the great moderation of prices look to be spent. Unlimited federal deficit spending. Politics won't kill ever-growing deficits, but financial markets and interest payments might. Limited growth in electricity demand. There's been close to zero increase in electricity demand since 2000, but electric vehicles, data centers, and heat pumps are changing that. Surplus workers. Labor markets will loosen somewhat in the coming years, but trends in demographics are reducing the size of the traditional working population, just as the bulge in retirees is demanding ever more personal services that require labor. America's military deterrent. Our country's ability to deter others from mischief was never perfect, but looks to be vanishing today. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.